There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is on your mind? Maybe a come-from-behind victory for the NDSU Bison to put a fourth national championship trophy on the shelf. Another ring on the finger. Might it be that? Might it be you Dallas Cowboy fans that are crying a river over that late call? What'd you think of that, Todd?
Ask Detroit Lions fans what they felt about it.
Yeah, well, ask
you know what
those Vikings
happen.
Fans.
That's yeah. Just part of it, man. Those happen.
All I could think was turnabout's fair play. I was thinking Drew Pearson, 1977, maybe? I don't remember the year, but remember that?
Oh, yeah, being a born and bred Viking fan, of course.
Remember Fran Tarkington tell me he still has nightmares about that a couple of years ago.
I bet.
So that play was the play that robbed the Vikes of a Super Bowl victory, his mind. So anyway, since it happened to Dallas, I have to admit not being all that ripped up about it. I have to just, be completely honest here on the program. Anyway, whatever is on your mind, we are back safely ensconced in the studio after the trip to Frisco, which was, just amazing. It really was. I mean, that game, and you have the sense it was going to be a game, but, I mean, that fourth quarter and what happened, and, you know, I hope every Carson Wentz fan in Bismarck really just understands the, what he accomplished there, what he did. Just taking, I mean, it would be perfectly understandable to say, wind out of the sail, we're done, we're toast, you know, minute whatever left to go, we're down. And the engineer of the drive, he did pretty amazing. Fair amount of second guessing going on, too, amongst the paltry turnout of Redbirds fans who were like, why does a guy go in? Why doesn't he take a knee at about the 1 yard line and chew up some more clock? And, the Monday morning quarterbacks, come on. But anyway, that was pretty extraordinary. It sure was. And a lot of folks back safe and sound celebrating yet another victory. So if you want to talk about that, that's still on your mind. Hey, have at it today. We welcome it. I'm Scott Hennon along with Todd Mitchell. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. A guest on the program that will join us, Eugene Grainer, is going to be here from Heinlein Investor Services. He testified before the Finance and Tax Committee of the State House last week to give his expertise on where he thinks the price of oil is going to land for the upcoming biennium and in the new year 2015. So we'll have him share what he told the committee and answer any questions you might have on the price of oil and where it's going. We're also going to chat with a member of the state legislature, and that would be Jim Casper. He's a Republican from Fargo, has been one of the chief critics of Common Core, been sparring with the Greater North Dakota Chamber, President Andy Peterson via email. You might have seen some of the reporting on that going on. And so we'll get a sense of where that's going with Common Core coming up with Jim Casper on the program today. Looking forward to that conversation. There's something called Converge on the Capitol that is happening up there today. Led by a grassroots organizations across North Dakota, the main organizer is the Liberty North Dakota PAC, but it's a bunch of grassroots organizations that are delivering some petitions about separation of powers. They don't like the idea that state agencies can write and introduce their own legislation without a sponsor. They don't like federal entanglement, especially with the schools. And so they've got a petition on that and repealing Common Core, on stopping the EPA, and one calling for a 0% income tax as well. If you go to their website, convergeonthecapital.com, you'll see them. They're registering folks and getting all organized about 10 this morning up at the Capitol. And then from 11 to 12:45, they have a number of speakers, including a national expert on Common Core, one by the name of Joy Pullman, who's a research fellow on education policy for the Heartland Institute. That'll be happening up there, and then they deliver the petition. So anyway, a little citizen participation up at the Capitol today, which is a good thing. And if you want to find out more about that, you can go to convergeonthecapitol.com. Speaking of the legislature, a couple of things. One, Is this today or tomorrow? I think today, shortly, a House committee, House Education Committee, is going to take up a bill that would extend the moratorium on the University of North Dakota for replacing the Fighting Sioux name and logo for another 2 years. Because you may remember that when the name change occurred as a result of the lawsuit and everything else, the legislature passed a thing and said, no, we're not going to have a name for a while. And, well, this would extend that. What do you think of that? You want another breather? It is being debated as we speak this morning in the House Education Committee. Scott Lauser, who is a state representative from Minot, has proposed this. And, you know, they have had some trouble, you know, I guess with this committee to decide how they're going to go about picking a new name. And so the committee basically picked another committee, and they're spending a bunch of money, and at least it would relieve that. Give a little bit of a breather. Do you think it should be some more time before there is another name, or do you think it's time to get on with it? What do you think? This is an unenviable task, because no matter the name, no matter the process, no matter how, you know, many consultants and experts and everybody else they involve in this, the name is always going to be compared to the Fighting Sioux, and I think they're doomed before they even began. So maybe just the University of North Dakota for a while longer, not bad. Certainly the process hasn't gone all that well, so I think if for no other reason to give more time to get organized on it, maybe figure out how to spend less money. $120,000 hiring consultants and meeting, and, you know, seems a little crazy. So I think Scott Lauser has a decent idea there. What do you think? You tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. When you call, by the way, you can press 1 and leave your message, comment, hop up with that soapbox and sound off, or you can press 2 to chat with Todd and I on the air here. Another issue that we have a debate going on our Facebook page, and this coincidentally comes from another Minot legislator. There is legislation that would give every child born to North Dakota parents $5,000 in an account at the Bank of North Dakota. The dollars would then go to college when they go to college. And whatever the college is, it'd go there. If they don't go to college, they can get the funds when they're 20. All right. I guess another lure to come to North Dakota. We have a little college fund we're just going to give you for being North Dakotans. What do you think of that idea? Not going over well on our Facebook page so far today. At all. Other than normal. He says, yeah, I was born in North Dakota, so send me the money. He wants it retroactive. Carla says, you know, I just started thinking about this. Think how many more out-of-state residents would cross the border to have a baby here. Think of all the Minnesota residents having babies in Grand Forks, Fargo, and Wahpeton. Crazy, stupid. There's probably a lot of them that already do. Got a hospital in East Grand Forks that delivers babies, or Moorhead. Fergus Falls. Well, Fergus Falls does, I guess. But some border cities. I think, you know, that probably would be a tweak to be necessary. What do you think just of the idea of that being a lure, way to use some of the dollars? Do you like it? Or is it a bad idea? I'm having trouble finding anybody that likes the idea. And, Todd, as God is my witness, as I think I've told you before, the less we talk about the current occupant of the White House, in my view, the better, because it's sort of like a broken record. I am of the opinion, let's just wait the guy out. But the problem is when he keeps doing stupid things, it's kind of hard to ignore. And the latest one now is opting out of a unity rally in France. Here's the head-scratcher for me. You know, the president doesn't miss many opportunities to weigh in on things, right? I mean, Ferguson, Missouri, you know, controversy down there, boom, he's there. I mean, he's, you know, he's not afraid to. Yet you have seemingly a no-brainer, millions of people gathered in unity against terrorism. I mean, for crying out loud, you got Benjamin Netanyahu and Abbas there, right? You got the Israeli and the Palestinians locking arms. And all these countries, all these people, and we opt out. We don't go. And I want to know why you think we didn't go. I don't buy security. I don't buy, this to me is intentional. This is a big enough deal. We have world leaders. You make a decision not to go to something like this. This isn't just something you're sort of like a minor little mess up. And by the way, the president is being roundly criticized as loudly from his own party and his own supporters as from the other side. Because, it gets kind of tiring when, Republicans are beating up on the president for this. That's why I say it. To me, it's just, okay, just watching the clock and turning the calendar on the whole thing. But this one is, this one's a little bit different.
You got to figure there would have been some sort of symbolic representation there.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I say it's intentional. Otherwise, you send, the Secretary of State, right?
If it's a security thing, then all we have to do is figure out where he's going next and have the golf courses all, ready to.
That's a lame excuse because, you don't think a Boston, Netanyahu being there requires security or all the other world leaders? Or, you'd have great security there with all the world leaders there. So there's something else there. Why do you think he chose not to participate? Anyway, a couple of topics we're tackling in the news today. Call us 800-228-0550. Tell us what's on your mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a whole lot of trucks rocking the bucket these days, and I bought mine at S&S Motors in Watford City. You ought to do the same. For one, you're going to save a bunch of money. They get great selection, great deals on used trucks like you can't believe. In fact, if you need a new truck, they'll find you what you want. They'll deliver it to you right to your door. It's a great deal right there at S&S Motors, Watford City, 1204 4th Avenue Northeast. If you want to stop and see their selection, or call them at 701-444-2341. Call Brent Stafford and the team at S&S Motors. Save a bunch. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Here's to everyone who believes in competition and good sportsmanship, who knows it's not about the trophies or the medals, but rather the lessons learned. For those who understand it's not whether you win or lose, just that you give your best. So go ahead, lace them up, take the field, have fun, and play. For the experience, for the memories, for the love of the game. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in intensive soybean management should attend one of four Getting It Right meetings scheduled for Streeter, Underwood, Minot, and Newburgh, North Dakota. North Dakota State University Extension representatives will discuss soybean research and 2015 production issues. Meeting dates and locations are January 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Central Grasslands Research Extension Center in Streeter, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Underwood City Hall Meeting Room in Underwood, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Newburgh Community Center in Newburgh. For more information, contact NDSU Extension agronomist Dr. Hans Condell at 701-231-8135.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We're back from Frisco, Texas, behind the microphone in the studio to find out what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You found out what's on our mind. We want to know what's on yours. By the way, you know what's on the minds of some Redbirds fans, the Illinois State Redbirds? I was privy to this conversation after the game some. And then also in the rent-a-car, you know, shuttle from the airport, you know, rental car place to back to the airport. A number of Redbird fans were dogging the decision by the Redbirds to score with so much time left in the game on Saturday. Does that seem like, kind of...
So they gave us the game, huh? We didn't earn the game, okay.
Well, I don't know if they were saying that. They were kind of respectful. They were just saying, you know, why leave that much time, you know, for a team as good as the Bison? That seems to me, I mean, as good as your defense has been the whole game, I don't know. That's, you know, to me, you score when you can score, right? I mean,
yeah.
You got a chance at a touchdown. In other words, so the idea, I guess, would be, you know, take a knee at the one, choose some more clock, kick a field goal, you win, right? But what if you don't? You know what? You know, there's just something to me. You can score. You score. I don't know. I thought that was a little petty. I was a little surprised, but there was a fair amount of chatter that people were, you know, it's easy from the cheap seats after, right? But
yeah, everybody's got 20/20 hindsight, right?
Well, I'm just asking our listeners, if you're the Redbirds, do you score there, don't you? You know. I don't know who. I guess they'd have to sit now. If you break and this works, make sure you stop on the 1 yard line. I just don't know how you'd do that. seems a little odd.
Yeah, you put the points on the board. You do that, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, by the way, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check out their website and find out about the $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and all the good work that folks at the North Dakota Petroleum Council are doing to, in concert with the industry, meet the challenges that the state faces. Check that out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Here's a call that came in during the break with a theory on why the U.S. did not participate in the unity rally in France.
Yeah, I don't think this is Fred from Bismarck, and I don't think he would go to a unity rally against an organization that he supports.
See, this is by the way, that comment is not some wacko way out there theory. Many people hold that view, okay? And what's really bizarre to me is if that question was posed today at the White House press briefing, which will be a circus, I imagine, today, the person would be, banished from ever. But the action gives all kinds of fuel for that exact sentiment. Do you know what I mean? You know the critics are going to say stuff like that, Todd, if you blow off going. So I'm trying to really understand why you wouldn't go. And I hope it isn't for fear of offending somebody. We just want everybody to get along. We go there, then we provoke, a whole other round of hatred against the U.S. I don't know. What's your theory? Can't figure it out. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bison Redbird football, Fighting Sioux name, controversy, I don't know if that's the right word, but discussion on delaying a replacement for the Fighting Sioux for another 2 years in the House Education Committee today. $5,000 into an account for every child born to North Dakota parents the Bank of North Dakota hangs on to. Something else they'll be debating in the legislative session. What do you think of these? Let us know at 800-228-0550. Kelly in Williston, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone had thought about this one yet, but I'm thinking Obama just heard about the deal in France there this morning on the news. That's my take on it.
He didn't know about it.
Yeah,
he didn't get the memo, huh? Didn't get the email.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's all I had then.
They haven't used your excuse, Kelly. They're using security. That's one thing I've heard.
Yeah. No.
That seems a little bogus, doesn't it? Because there's enough world leaders there where I think they got the security thing taken care of.
Well, that and 3.7 million people that are with you. So, yeah, if you can't make it on that, you're not going to make it anywhere. So, yeah.
And, you know, that's why I say, I know you're being funny with that he didn't hear about it, but this doesn't happen by accident. You know, I mean, the protocols here are very, you know, long, hard, everything else. So, you know,
that's just the liberal go-to all the time is this thing is he's always just heard about it and he's mad as hell. So I figured that's probably what it was, but you never know.
Yeah, I'm doubting that, Kelly, but we'll see. Appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You got a theory, Todd?
I'm speechless.
Worrell says, why is America so arrogant? I don't understand.
It's a good question.
Maybe we don't have a real... Well, is this arrogance? I don't know. I see.
Why is it not?
Incompetence.
Well.
Rather than arrogance.
Isn't it arrogant to say, we don't need to. We can blow this off. That's arrogant.
Yeah, if that's why they did it. You know, whoop-dee-doo,
right.
Don't care.
Right.
Don't
I guess it's either arrogance or ignorance. Either way, not good.
Worrell says maybe we don't have a real leader to send. Yeah,
we got people. Send somebody.
Yeah, Dave in Newtown. What's your theory? You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, just commenting about the Bison game. There's been instances where teams have allowed touchdowns at the end, knowing that a field goal would win it if they just let the time, you know, go down. But I mean. When you're the other team and in the heat of the battle, you have to score the touchdown because, you know, you don't know if they're going to come back and score. But it's happened in the Super Bowl where you just allowed the team to score so that they wouldn't take the time down. And then, of course, the field goal wins it, but and then, so they could come back and be the last score. So there is that strategy. But in here, I don't think the Redbirds have a case because, you got an opening, score the touchdown.
Okay, and of course the Bison missing the extra point sort of threw another monkey wrench. And there's just so much drama in that fourth quarter. Unbelievable. Appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks. Let's get Jim in Newtown in here quick. Jim, 20 seconds for your comment. Go ahead. You there, Jim?
The reason Obama didn't go to the conference is because he had not enough cameras around for all those world leader.
He wouldn't have been seen there. Great point.
Have to share the limelight. Maybe that's it, Jim. Thanks.
Exactly.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On your mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennen. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We welcome any therapy services that we can provide for any Dallas Cowboy fans. I don't think there are any Illinois State fans up here, so we can't probably extend any services to them. But I'm kind of glad the Cowboys came from behind. I'm sorry, the Packers came from behind. It's a Vikes fan that not afraid to support the Packers. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of like the UND folks. You got to cheer for NDSU and the this is about North Dakota. I think we have to do the same thing with the Packers are playing the Cowboys. Cowboys just forever will be the enemy for me. It's blazing on my mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Watching a couple of things happening in the legislature. Should we extend that moratorium on a replacement name at the University of North Dakota? 2 more years, that's being debated as we speak right now. I want you to weigh in on that. You can on our Facebook page as well. Also, the idea of $5,000 going into an account for every child born to North Dakota parents. What do you think of that? Brett says tax breaks would benefit those in the state who actually contribute something more than a handout would. I don't pay a lot in taxes because I have 5 kids, but I still don't expect a handout. Interesting take. All right, continue to weigh in on our Facebook page. Our next guest, speaking of the legislature, was an expert witness testifying on forecasting what exactly the price of oil is going to do before the House Finance and Tax Committee. Last week, Eugene Grainer of Heartland Investor Services, one of our go-to guys on the markets. Welcome back, Eugene. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for having me here on What's on Your Mind.
So what did you tell the committee?
Well, what I first basically did was I had to dispel a lot of rumors of what is actually happening. I said, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you have the microeconomics and the macroeconomics, and everybody's trying to blame a good portion on this oil decline on the Saudis. And I said, why would you do that when they admitted on Thanksgiving Day they're going to produce 30 million barrels a day of oil, plus what they always cheat with, which was what they produced 6 months ago, 12 months ago, and 18 months ago, and I showed them the price of oil, how it remained a consistent price in the 90s to upper $100 level. It was about OPEC just maintaining their market share, maintaining their production because they were enjoying the price drop, knowing it would hurt shale oil companies. The next, you know, quote that I showed them, you know, overproduction had been an issue for over a year. I said, witnessing North Dakota's production of over a million barrels a day, we knew that last New Year's Eve that was happening, yet the price of oil still was fluctuating in the 90 to up $100 level. We talked about demand. I said, you know, a year ago plus a few months, the big discussion and topic was about how the oil companies wanted to reduce the blender wall for ethanol usage because production usage for gasoline on the supply on the demand side was off 10%. And so that argument was already taking place in soft demand domestically. And I said, along with China, it was already known in the spring. And again, I would point to a chart on the wall how the price of oil was still around $100 a barrel. What I did come to and show them then was a daily continuation of crude oil and an arrow marked on July 1st and how the price of oil markedly turned lower and had been going down nonstop to the day I was standing before them. But I also showed them a U.S. dollar chart and put an arrow on the continuation chart on July 1st, the day the U.S. dollar chart took off and exploded to the upside, and as of overnight, is still moving higher as crude oil, as you and I sit here and speak and talk, we are making new lows in oil, down $2.24 at $46.12. And I said oil will continue to do that as long as the U.S. dollar continues to climb, and that has been the case. And so with that, I tried to show them how it's called the petrodollar for a reason. And I taught them the history of the Bretton Woods 1944 agreement with the U.S. dollar reserve currency. Then I discussed how in 1971, Nixon took us off the gold standard and created the U.S. dollar as a fiat currency, which means by decree, you know, backed by nothing. And then I took them through history. And I showed them how in the 80s, when we suffered here in North Dakota, low oil prices, low grain prices, 1984 through 1987, I showed them how the U.S. dollar was at its all-time highs as a fiat currency, which meant commodities were at severe lows. Same thing for late 90s, the same picture.
Eugene Grainer, Heartland Investor Services, with us. If you have a question, by the way, on where this price may land, give us a ring. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So where will it go? Did you rest on a prediction?
Well,
as far as
I visited with them about the prospects going forward and the biennium that starts on July 1st. And so I played with numbers. And I showed them on a month-by-month basis how we go forward in time. I said statistically, we would anticipate a low in crude oil any given year, December, January, February. And I said the reason that was is the substantial uses of energy in the northern hemisphere versus the southern hemisphere. I said at this time, the earth has ticked back, and what is in the south using energy? South America, Africa, and Australia. Well, Australia has 23.5 million people. Texas has 26.5 million people. So Texas really is a whole other country. But so the energy usage of Australia is not substantial when they go into their summertime. Africa, I'll leave that one alone. We know how active that is. There's not much activity taking place that would typically rise and fall with the summer months. And then we go into South America. There, too. South America doesn't have an interstate system lacing its large landmass like we do that would create this extra driving in the summer versus the winter. So now we come back to the northern hemisphere. We have China, Russia, Pacific Rim countries, Asia, you know, all of Europe, United States, and Canada. When that earth starts tipping back to the sun, our economic activity for usage for energy, you know, via automobiles and such, picks up substantially. So I said it doesn't take rocket scientists to know that the microeconomics, the supply-demand equation, will see a very large increase in demand going into summer this year, and more so because of the cost of what's happened. And so I said, so now we extrapolate forward. Where is the low first? Well, as I spoke to them last week and how I had visited, how my armchair thoughts last fall when the market was imploding, how I had been saying, you know, 57 to 62, but the market had manifested into a free fall of basically biblical proportions. And so now we have to stand back and take this large look at the price of oil. And the large look at the oil, looking at multi-month support, comes in the $35 to $45 area. If you take a mean average, it's 40 to 41. I said we'll venture to guess in this free fall, somewhere to be between 40 and 41 or in that area, we should find a low in here because why? It's now January, you know, early January, and we're coming into a window where the supply side, excuse me, the demand side will start to pick up. Also, there's something else important here to watch. The U.S. dollar, which has been in a rocket ship rise right now, is coming up against decade supports. The level that the U.S. dollar is at, we are now reaching levels not seen since 2004. But the point is, we're at a level where even if it continues higher, it's a major resistance point that we would anticipate, is the word I used, not a forecast, but anticipate some kind of reaction in the U.S. dollar to stall out here for a while. And I'll also tell you, why, if we have time later on, why the U.S. dollar is exploding. But I said the dollar should be due for a pause of a month here, or a month and a half, which should help the commodities, you know, for oil that is mostly concerned, get legs underneath of it to bounce and start that seasonal advance in the summer. So I basically laid out the assumption that if the oil prices were to find legs in the low 40s, a typical seasonal rally anticipation would be of around $20 or $25 into the summer months. June, July are notorious for the high-level time period for crude oil. You know, most people always think it's demand sticking it to them when gas prices go up for the summertime. No, it's just that's the reality of the increased demand. But the last several years, actually, May has been the high. So as I showed them numbers, I was consistently said, I'm being generous. I'm anticipating Middle East unrest in the April through June time period because over the last several years, that's when it has occurred. And so with that, I'd showed the prospects with Middle Eastern upsets, the possibility of crude oil rallying into the low $70 range. And I said, and depending on how these activities take place, there could be spikes in the price to near 80. But again, I'm being generous in that conversation because during all this, the U.S. dollar will still be strong, not falling out of bed again. It's in a multi-year advance right now. And so I plotted out starting July 1st. Once I got to the top of the year, I took them forward each month. And I showed them how if we get through hurricane month of August, we lose that bid in the marketplace. And I showed how likely the Federal Reserve, they're talking third, fourth quarter or U.S. dollar, interest rate increases. I used the first month of the fourth quarter. I used October. And I said, in spite of increased demand that will be occurring because of lower energy prices, and I said, and less production because of the lack of growth that we're going to see in the rig counts throughout the country and, you know, depleting shale wells that will be occurring at the same time, I still have the oil prices tumbling back to near $51 for an average because the U.S. dollar, the trend of least resistance, will be higher again next fall because that's a whole other conversation that I took them through about the strength of the dollar and what to anticipate in the dollar in the coming year. But as I took each month and I broke it out to them and kept saying, I'm generous to the upside, in the end, I showed them the first year biennium, they'll be lucky if crude oil averages $61.50 as opposed to the current Moody's recommendation of the governor that it'll be around 73, which I believe they'll be made a fool if they use.
Let's go to Don in Barnesville. Question for Eugene Grainer. Go ahead, Don. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, Don.
Yes, just a quick comment. I watched a movie some time ago about gangsters. It was filmed in 1931 or two, something like that. And they had a city council meeting, and one guy made a statement, and it's not oil-related, but he said, there comes a time in every society when tolerance becomes stupidity. Have we reached that?
In regards to tolerance, in regards to what? What's the tolerance of?
A tolerance of fringe activity, people that are out on, you know, far left, far right, every self-centered agenda that we have where they want to say, hey, let's tolerate these people. It's kind of normal for them to act that way, or a terrorist to apologize for him. We're tolerating. We're way too tolerant, and our tolerance is becoming stupidity. We're tolerating people pushing us around in the oil market as well. Big oil companies can push around the little guys in these times and hold off enough to put them out of business and to push subcontractors' prices down.
All right, Don, appreciate the call. We're up against the break. Eugene will give you a chance to comment on that and wrap up our discussion on the other side of the break. Stay tuned, folks. This is What's on Your Mind. Other calls, comments, welcome. 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's that time of year, the season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Fenix and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Fenix on the Truck Bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
How low will it go? What will the price average for 2015 when it comes to the price of a barrel of oil? Questions for Eugene Grainer, who was testifying on that very topic before a House Finance and Tax Committee last week in the North Dakota State Legislature, because, of course, they have to pick a number to live with and decide on. So, by the way, anything you want to talk about with, as far as the caller is concerned? He obviously was... talking in more broader terms than specifically about oil, but
he was was discussing the terrorist attacks. But he brings out a good point that I can build from what he said. Also matches you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all the time. In which I think what's going to manifest from all this is the people starting to come to understand that those green bills in their pocket that they think are dollar bills, whatever denomination they are, it says U.S. Treasury note on that, which means it's a tradable instrument. So riding off of what he said, when I was done talking at the before the legislature committee meeting at that time, you know, what happened the rest of the day was so glaring when I showed them to the day in the action of as soon as the dollar took off of the upside, the crude oil started collapsing. And the reason why it's so manifested on crude oil more than the grains and other commodities is because every single day, every barrel of crude oil in the world that trades transoceanic trades in U.S. dollar values, which means if I have a yen, I got to buy a dollar, then I can buy the oil, and vice versa. Grain can trade in Swiss francs, you know, or British pounds, whatever country it's coming from, it can trade in those currencies, but the rise and fall of the dollar affects our domestic exports and imports, so it has an effect on our grains, just not as dramatic as oil. So back on that story, when the legislature is present, we're so aware of how glaring this dollar story is on oil. They had the whole hour that I was there presented transcripted along with getting a hold of the TV station that videoed the whole hour and had a transcript that they wanted shared with all of the caucus to, for the understanding of this thing. And the point I was trying to make to them, you can have any CFO you want or CEO of any oil company walk across the front of you and talk about oil prices, and what they're going to be doing is they're going to be thinking about their own stock valuations, and they're going to try to talk things up because to keep their shareholders who have already seen a 60% or more hit to their valuations to give them some sense of security to hang on. But they're not even following what's taking place, and that's the valuation of oil in dollars. So I said, as far as the U.S. dollar is concerned, there are other people that are going to be, you know, very brilliant on oil supplies or oil demand or even on just, you know, the dollar itself. But the most important factor to watch here in this is what's behind this dollar rise. And sure. I said, this isn't a flash in the pan like 2008 when the dollar imploded and then exploded and then imploded again, and where we have, you know, public officials are saying, well, this is just a blip, you know, it's going to go away. No, it's not. This is something we're going to live with for several years.
We have a couple of questions. We have a couple of questions for you here from the audience. We'll try and get those in quickly with a few minutes we have remaining. Troy, Turtle Lake, question for Eugene Grainer. Go ahead.
Yeah, Gene, I'm wondering how much speculative interest is left in this market because it doesn't, you know, you talk about the market moved this way because the speculators collected their money and vice versa. And I'm just curious as to how much speculative interest is in the oil market right now. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Sure. That is always calculated on a biweekly basis. We get those through the Commitment of Traders report, and it's nothing more than what we've seen in the past. The thing about it is a lot of the speculative interest was trying to buy the market. That's the ironic thing. And the question you're asking, the buyers were basically having money taken from them in the month of December because many hedge funds were trying to bottom pick this thing when it was in the lower 60s, upper 50s area because there was a lot of technical reasons to want to buy it there. What has been the dominant overriding thing here is as the dollar climbs, it's continuing to press the oil valuation lower. And so I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that, well, the speculators are driving this down. No, it's the open interest is switching. They're trying to buy it, and they're losing money, and we're seeing contraction of open interest, meaning the players are becoming less and less, which means we will create a vacuum low, whatever that number is. And if that number happens to be, and I'll be hypothetical, 40-41, you'll see a quick $10 rally probably off that low price as players come back into the market. That will create a balance and some kind of stability.
Tom, Jamestown for Eugene Grainer. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wondering, would you recommend investing in securities that would consider the fact that inflation might be going up? In other words, there's I-bonds, TIPS they're called. Would you recommend that someone get into those, considering what could happen with inflation if the Fed raises the rates?
Actually, it's the opposite of what you're thinking. The Fed's activity is to raise interest rates to keep inflation from occurring. We're dealing with a deflationary period right now. Every time we have a Federal Reserve meeting, they keep coming out and talking about how the general marketplace is not keeping up with what it expects for inflation. In order to create all this debt, part of what they want always is a little bit of inflation to make your future dollar overcome your debt that you have. And so their actions is to keep inflation in check, because the velocity of money we're going to be having with every family of four now for the calendar year of 2015, with energy prices the way they are, they're getting a raise of $1,200 to $1,500 a year, which equates to an average income increase of 5%.
Tom, appreciate the call. Half a minute left, Eugene. Bottom line, if you had to predict, the average in 2015 for oil will be what?
Probably somewhere around 55 to 58, because of how deflated everything will be. And if we even have any Middle East unrest, it's usually a 2 to 4 month event that shows up and goes away. So you're talking about an average price. There may be spikes in May, June, and July, but those spikes will be sold into, and we'll see prices again near 50 next fall. So my number actually is somewhere around 58 for a 12-month average.
Eugene Grainer, thanks a bunch. More coming up, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.